It's Great Yorkshire Radio, and today we're meeting with the only woman MD of a train operating company in Britain, and that's Louise Cheeseman. Welcome to Great Yorkshire Radio, Louise. Tell us about Hull Trains then. It's actually a very successful local company, isn't it?
We like to think so, yes. We're the only local train operating company in the UK. We're only a small company. We run 7 services to London a day, and we predominantly employ local people on a local train service.
Are you a local person to Hull?
I am. I started my career in the rail industry in Hull. I've gone all around the world, into Australia, Dubai, Manchester, London, and I've come home.
Since you've been appointed, what's the proudest thing you would say that you've discovered about the staff and the company?
The fact that the people that work here are so proud to be part of Hull Trains. As I say, Hull Trains is a local company. We employ local people, and they are so proud to work for this company. And you can see it when customers get onto our trains. It's our unique selling point, I think, that the people that work for us are so proud to work for us, and you can see it in what they deliver. We are renowned within the industry for being one of the top customer experience companies in the rail industry, and I think we see that from what the people on the train deliver to our customers every single day.
Every year there are customer surveys, aren't they, of people's experiences with train companies. And Hull Trains were very proud of the fact that in 2016 you had the number one position.
We certainly did. And we're striving to maintain that year in and year out. And I think, you know, if you come onto our train service, you will see it, you will feel it. It's in our DNA. We're here to serve the customer.
Now, obviously, that's your intention, but of late there have been a few issues, haven't there, with Hull Trains? We can't avoid asking you about that. What's causing the issues around the service you're currently providing at Hull Trains?
Yes, we have had some challenges just recently. As you're probably aware, we had some heavy snow in February. This did affect our trains, and unfortunately we only actually have 4 trains, and 3 of which are in service at any one time. When the snow came, we tried to continue to run because we were conscious we didn't want to leave our customers behind at stations in the bad weather, and it did affect our trains. We've been trying very hard to address the maintenance of those trains, and it has caused us some issues over the last few weeks. I'd like to think that they're working hard to address those issues, and we're starting to see some reliability coming back to us. But, you know, I cannot deny that we have had some challenges, and on behalf of everybody at Hull Trains, I'd like to apologise to any customers that were affected by that. But, again, we guarantee we will get you to London, and, you know, unfortunately it has been a bit of a challenge just recently, but we are coming out of that now.
So until recently then, you know, you had this reputation for being a very reliable company if you were to book a ticket or get into where you need to. Why is it taking so long, though, to get that reliability back with the train stock that you have?
We only have 4 trains, unfortunately, and the work that needs to be done on them has taken a bit longer than we had hoped. But as I say, they are coming back on song again, and we are getting them back into service. We're working very hard with our maintenance company to ensure that the work that they're doing, they do well, and that might take a little bit longer. But then once that work is done, we know that it's reliable and it isn't going to let our customers down.
If you book a ticket for a future train journey or on a Hull train service, should you be concerned that you might not actually get to your destination?
No, we will guarantee that we will get you there. We work very hard with our fellow train operating companies to ensure that if we are in a situation that we have to pull a train service for any given reason, we will guarantee we will get you there, and we will use other fellow operators for that, so you will get to your destination.
The maintenance problems you have with the trains that you have, the 4 trains that you have, are the issues the same issues with the 4 trains, or do those issues vary?
It's generally around the parts that are, unfortunately, they're starting to get old. It's like all of us, we all start ageing, and they do. The trains work very, very hard. They're going down the East Coast Main Line every day, day in and day out. So they do see a lot of wear and tear, and they are starting to get older. Hence that we've just recently put in an order of £60 million for 5 new trains. So we currently have 4, and we are now going to be expanding our services, and we've put an order in for 5 new trains, and they'll be coming towards the end of 2019. I think that demonstrates our commitment to Hull and to the service to London, that we're going to expand our services. We're bringing state-of-the-art trains in, and these trains will give a faster service, a more frequent service. And yes, we have had some issues recently, but you know, we're showing a commitment to the business and to the city in the investment that we're putting in.
Isn't it possible to actually get some trains that you can use between now and then? Because isn't the issue going to be that if you're having problems with the rolling stock you have now, that those problems are just going to get worse and worse?
I get asked this question a lot. Unfortunately, there is a shortage of trains in the UK, and it isn't that easy just to procure another train. Our train drivers are trained to drive a particular fleet of trains, and it takes a lot of time and effort to train them in a different type. So, you know, we want to focus on getting these trains back up and running. That's our focus, and we're doing that now, and we're seeing those benefits coming through.
If you find that there is a cancellation to a whole train service that you're booked on, there are alternatives, though, and you're not necessarily delayed for that long, are you?
We're not, no. As I say, we turn to our fellow operators that do help us. So, you know, you might see 10, 15-minute delay, perhaps 20-minute delay in your arrival time into London, but we will make every effort to get you there as quickly as we can.
Now, the new trains that are coming at the end of 2019, I mean, that's an exciting piece of news that maybe not a lot of people are aware of.
Yes, I'm incredibly proud to be leading the business that's going to invest such a large amount of money into delivering a new fleet of trains. And as I say, they are state-of-the-art. They are bi-mode trains. They will run on diesel and electric. And, you know, they are demonstrating to the city of Hull that this business is growing, and we're a successful business. We will continue to be successful. We're supported by First Group, which is a massive transport organisation, a global organisation, and they're behind us all the way.
Now, Hull Trains has been going for 18 years. Do you ever get frustrated that with the issues that you have with the current train stock? Isn't that a little bit frustrating for you?
It can be, because we pride ourselves on giving the people of Hull a great service, and when it doesn't always work, it can be frustrating. But, you know, if you look at other train operating companies in the snow in February, they were cancelling a lot more services. They were having exactly the same issues that we were having. Unfortunately, because we only run 4 trains, it does have a much bigger impact. But don't be under any illusion that everybody else isn't suffering as we did in the snow, because they did. But, you know, we accept that Hull Trains is high profile in Hull, so the people of Hull are interested in us, and we accept that, and we're sorry for the inconvenience it caused them. But please be assured that the people within the business are working incredibly hard to deliver a great service.
And of course, the passengers who are using you week in, week out, month in, month out, they've stayed pretty loyal to you, haven't they?
Very loyal. Our customer numbers are still continuing to be very high, and you know, and we thank those people, because you know, sometimes it is frustrating that a service is delayed or cancelled, but you know, we are a local company, and we need people's support from Hull. So, and thank you to all those people that have stuck with us. You know, you will see the benefits going forward.
And looking at coming forward and the period between now and the end of 2019, Louise, what's your vision for Hull Trains? If we put aside the service issues at the moment, what's the big thing that people can look forward to? What's the big change that people might see?
I think we will continue to deliver great customer experience. On board, we're looking at improved offers in first class. We're looking at additional services. We're looking at new routes. We're looking at stopping at different stations. It's a really, really exciting time to be part of Hull Trains, and I'm extremely proud to be part of that. My staff that work here, we allow them innovation. We allow them to bring their ideas forward, and we're always listening to them, and they come up with some great ideas. They're from Hull, their families are from Hull, and so they go out there and they listen to their friends and their family, what they want of us, and we take those ideas away, and we try to incorporate them into the future of this business. So as I say, it is a great time to be part of this business, and I'm incredibly proud to be leading it.
Fantastic. Louise, it's great to meet with you. It's Great Yorkshire Radio.